Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mark the Lucis. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
All right, 9:02. So we begin on this Sunday morning. Mark Malusis with you, the Fan in New York. Number to call, 877-337-6666. Hit me up on X at Mark Malusis, Mark with a C. Rami Levee across the way, other side at the controls. We got you right up until 12:55 this afternoon. Yankees Jays baseball comes your way then. It was some night in the Malusis household last night. I'll get into that in a little bit, but plenty to get into. Randall done for the year. Knicks taking on the Bucks later on tonight. Rangers going for the President's Trophy. You just heard Pierno talking about it at the top of the hour. Update at 9 o'clock as they take on the Montreal Canadiens tonight at Madison Square Garden. UConn in one championship game tomorrow night as they take on Zach Edey and the Purdue Boilermakers out in Phoenix. And you got the Women's National Championship game later on this afternoon as Caitlin Clark in Iowa taking on the undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks. Plenty to chat about. We'll get into a little football as the morning rolls along as well, as we inch closer and closer to the NFL draft later on this month out in Detroit. Jets with the 10th overall pick, Giants with the 6th overall pick, but get going a little bit of baseball. And, you know, I've said it time and time again, kind of the way that you look at a baseball season is how a team is trending, how they're looking over the span of a week, 2 weeks, whatever it might be. No victory or loss is, you know, unless it comes in game 161, 162 with a playoff spot on the line. But you're talking about sitting here in March and April, and now April, no loss is going to be defining for a season. Injuries obviously can. But what is the significance of a loss or a victory? Well, only time will tell. And then you kind of circle back to that date when something does transpire, does happen. I bring all that up because, you know, the Mets, and we've had a lot of conversations about the Mets and during the course of the offseason, because it has been kind of different this offseason as compared to years gone by under the tutelage and direction of the multi-billionaire, I think he's valued at over $20 billion, the Mets owner, Steve Cohen, right? Who went out and spent a ton of money, three off-seasons ago, a couple off-seasons ago, this past off-season, not so much. Not that they didn't go after players, they did. They just didn't land said players. Has a new president of baseball operations, David Stearns. And I've gotten, one call after another from numerous Met fans over, the course of the last number of weeks about, being a little despondent, upset, bothered. Bothered that Cohen wants to kind of build up around Citi Field. Bothered that Cohen's looking at, this as a, as an ability to make money. Well, kind of wanted to go out there and thwart it. Did it when he initially had his Zoom call when he took over as Mets owner. Did it this past week when he was on CNBC getting interviewed about the Mets and said, this is not a case of me wanting to just print money. It's a case of I want to I want to do something that's going to put smiles on the fans of millions of Met fans, you know, across the country. Now, whether you believe that or not, well, that's up to you. I think Cohen's every intent here with the Mets is to try and win. I bring all of that up because Cohen doesn't like to lose. I mean, that's it. I mean, he's won at life. There's nothing that, you know, pretty much that he hasn't, that he's wanted in life outside of buying the Los Angeles Dodgers, which he fell short of, ended up buying the New York Mets. But there's nothing that Steve Cohen's wanted to try and do in life that he has not been able to go out there and accomplish. And he's been wildly successful in the investment game. Put all that aside. You look at this Mets team this year. And if there was a team that needed, you know, a good start to the year, it was the Mets. As they sit here on this Sunday morning and they are 2-6 after a, you know, brutal loss that they had in Cincinnati last night, and in a myriad of different ways, whether it be one hit on opening day two Fridays ago, whether it be going the consecutive scoreless, you know, being no hit against the Detroit Tigers before Harrison Bader finally came through a hit. They, you know, you have Gary Cohen on SNY saying that nobody in the ballpark, the doubleheader that they had on Thursday because of all the rain that we had in the tri-state area this week. You know, Alonso coming through with the big home run that ties the game up, and the Mets eventually go out there and win it, you know, to snap what was, you know, in essence, a, you know, five-game losing streak to begin the season, to get themselves to 1-5, then ripped off, you know, two straight wins before the brutal loss last night in Cincinnati against the Reds. And you look at this Met team and all the negativity. Listen, came into this year where it was really the great unknown when you looked at the Mets. I mean, it kind of was. You thought that they, if everything went right, that the Mets could contend for a wild card spot in the National League if everything went right. If they were able to stay relatively healthy, Alonso has a big contract year, and all of those things. And I actually, you know, and they needed a good start to begin the year, not the lifeless start that they've had. Now, a start doesn't define them. Unless you go 0-15, 0-16, then basically goodnight the lights, put up the white flag, the season's over. That's not exactly what this Met team has done. I'm not trying to spin it positive. Listen, there's not a lot to like what you've seen from this Met team so far. There really isn't. Doesn't give you a lot of hope. Doesn't give you a lot of feel. Doesn't give you a lot of, a great inspiration. Things are going to be A-okay. You believe Alonso's going to have a big year because it's a contract year. You know, we're back to the conversations about Francisco Lindor, Edwin Diaz coming back off the significant knee injury that he suffered in the WBC that caused him to miss all of last season. The bullpen now, because of, you know, health is short. That's why you saw the situation play out the way that it did last night. The offense looks lifeless. All the things that we've talked about, that's why they added J.D. Martinez late in spring training. And you look at this Met team right now, and, you know, you want to try and spin it in a positive direction, and it's difficult to do. It's not a case of Cohen did the Met fan dirty, or Cohen did the Met fan wrong. I think it was more a case of Steve Cohen having an understanding that he can't build an entire healthy organization through free agency. And money can buy you a lot of things. I always squabble about the fact that money can't buy you happiness. Well, you'd like to give it a try, right? But money can buy you a lot of things. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to buy you a championship in any sport that you're talking about. And we've seen it time and time again. And just because Cohen did not go out there and spend a ton this offseason doesn't necessarily mean that he does not care about this team. It is a different approach. And I can understand the frustration. I get it. Listen, we all love baseball. You know, I say it time and time again. From when I first started working at this station at WFAN, and no one's denying the popularity of the National Football League, but you could talk baseball 24/7 all year long. You could have a conversation. It could be, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning on WFAN on an overnight when there's, you know, I know it never snows in this area anymore, but when it's snowing outside and you got, you know, 6 to 8 inches of snow on the ground, you can. Baseball's been the lifeblood of this station for a long, long time. It really has. And it will continue to be because of you, right? The fan, the passionate fan, the Met and Yankee fan that lives it, breathes it every single day. And you get the frustration. I think for Cohen, though, I think you look at it and I think he's taking a wait-and-see approach with David Stearns. I can understand that you want to win this year. I can understand the Mets have not won a World Series since 1986. And I can understand the frustration level of this team, of the fan base when you look at this starting rotation and you look at a scenario of, well, without Kodai Senga, the rotation's a little bit weak. You didn't go out there and get Blake Snell. You didn't go out there and get Jordan Montgomery. You finally added a designated hitter when you desperately needed one because the price ended up being right for J.D. Martinez. Hallelujah. Pete Alonso isn't signed to a long-term deal. Francisco Lindor is having issues once again.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Again, nobody at the ballpark. Offense looks lifeless, and they've gotten off to a pathetic start. And they're 2-6. And the frustration level is real. I get it. I'm not going to tell you that I all of a sudden think that this season is over. I don't. Or I also don't think that this team is going to go on this amazing run. It doesn't look as bad. We oftentimes see it in sports. It's never as bad as it looks. More often than not, it really isn't. It's not as great as it looks either. You're never as good when you're riding a winning streak. You're never as bad when you're riding a losing streak. Now, the Mets had lost 5 straight, 1-2 in a row, and had a brutal loss last night in Cincinnati. And there are a lot of issues when you look at this Met team. Lack of offensive production, starting rotation, injuries, lack of quality depth when you're looking at the bullpen now due to injuries. And then you look at the lineup. There's a lot of things to rectify there. Now, as far as the Yankees are concerned, couldn't ask for a better start. You really couldn't. I mean, they're 7-2. Maybe you could squabble a little bit and say that you'd like the Yankees to go out there and win on opening day, and they didn't really do all that much, and lost to Kikuchi and the Toronto Blue Jays 3-0, and the strikeouts by Giancarlo Stanton. Nobody really had any fear that Aaron Judge, whose early season struggles were all of a sudden going to be something that defines him this year. Aaron Judge is going to go out there and hit, and he's starting to hit. Juan Soto obviously is. Quickly, after that Astros series, when we were on last Sunday, we talked about the importance of that series early on. For Juan Soto, he's gotten off to a pretty good start to where now Yankee fans are clamoring that he needs to be signed long-term. I've always said it time and time again. Don't worry about after the season. Just worry about the here and now. The Yankee lineup is going as long as they stay healthy. And I know they're a little bit long in the tooth. The Yankee lineup is going to produce. I have no question about that. No question about that. They're going to score runs. They might have a game in which they strike out a lot. They might have a game in which they don't look all that great offensively. They might have a stretch during the course of the regular season. All that is very, very possible. But they're going to win a lot of games based on what that lineup can do. and the ways that they can beat you. They are not as reliant on the home run as years gone by. With all of that, though, there are, I mean, let's be honest here, things, and you look at this team, whether it be a starter short in the rotation once in Gerrit Cole returns, and you know, now the bullpen with Jonathan Loaisiga having, you know, a partial tear of that UCL and being placed on the 60-day IL. I understand that he was not the closer of this team. Clay Holmes is. But still, Clay Holmes hasn't exactly looked like Mariano Rivera, and no one does. But you get the point. Or even Edwin Diaz at his peak with the Mets to begin this season. To me, for the Yankees, it's great that they're off to a 7-2 start. Fantastic that they daylighted the Toronto Blue Jays last night and then held on for dear life late. We're able to cement home the victory. No questions about the offense or the lineup being able to produce. The questions for the Yankees, though, are pitching, pitching, pitching. And if you tell me, well, it's not the way Major League Baseball is played anymore, to be honest with you, I think that's complete utter nonsense. And we've seen guys, I mean, we've seen all across Major League Baseball where starters have gone down to injury early on in this season, where, you know, there's been conversations about the pitch clock and the way it has. I saw the tweet from Howie Rose where he said, well, can we stop maxing out on velocity now with all the injuries that we're seeing early on in this year, where you got to teach guys how to pitch and throw off speed? I totally and utterly agree with that. We get too reliant on the radar gun and how hard a guy is throwing instead of movement, where the location of the pitch is, and keeping hitters off balance. But with that, for the Yankees, though, you want pitching that's going to win in October, however way it looks. Whether the guy's throwing 97, 98, or whether he's putting up zeros because he's keeping hitters off balance. Because the Texas Rangers, in the style and fashion which they went about doing it a year ago, that is the outlier. That's not the norm. So we've learned a little something about the Mets early on in this season, where you thought, okay, new fresh beginning, Stearns, Carlos Mendoza, maybe they get off to a good start. Clubhouse is going to be a lot better than it was a year ago. The issues with Verlander and Scherzer were real. All the things that we heard about during the course of the offseason, right? It was a freshening, a breath of fresh air, a little bit of a fumigation. Things are going to be a lot better. The Mets are off to a staggering start. For the Yankees, they came into the season all in, to an extent, right? All in to where they were unwilling to give up Spencer Jones for Corbin Burns. They were unwilling to go above that, you know, 200, you know, that salary, that fourth threshold where it's 110% tax to go out there and get Blake Snell or a Jordan Montgomery. So they were willing to go all in on this season, but you knew this team was going to be defined, at least early on in this season, by the production of the lineup, and that's exactly what they are defined by. So even if you had hope that the Mets maybe were going to be a little bit better, for an organization that needed a good start, they started 0-5 and are now 2-6. For the Yankees, they were a team that needed a good start, especially when they began the series with the Astros, and that's exactly what they did. 9:18 in the a.m. Malusis with you. Just getting going. It's a Malusis Sunday. 877-337-6666. That is your number to call. We'll get to your baseball calls. Kick it off a little Mets, a little bit of Yankees. Put on the professorial hat. What did we learn early on in this baseball season? Want to hear from you. It's Mark Malusis on a Sunday morning right here, The Fan in New York.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.